Hey, before we begin, we want to go over a few reminders.
Because we review celebrities, mainly actors and actresses, we have to discuss the shows they appear in.
So be aware that our episodes do contain spoilers.
During the most spoiling parts of an episode, we will remind you.
But do yourself the favor, if you see that we reviewed an actor or actress from the TV show you're currently watching or wanting to watch,
go finish the show and then listen, because we don't want to ruin the effect.
Oh, and one last notice.
We tend to mess up pronunciations of names and locations, so please don't take offense if we mispronounce a word you know. All right, that's all. Now time for
Celebrity Deep Dive. Hey, this is Katie.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive. Here we review America's favorite celebrities and dive deeper into their off-screen lives. We cover everything from their childhood to their current status.
Today we're taking a look at our 15th celebrity for season 2. She's a Riverdale star.
And a Twin Peaks star. Machen Amick. So Machen Amick was born on December 12th, 1970, making her star sign Sagittarius. She was born in Sparks, Nevada, and her full name is Machen Elena Amick.
She is of Norwegian, Swedish, English, Irish, and partial German descent. She was encouraged by her parents to follow her creative instincts, getting her into acting. She learned to play the piano, bass, violin, and guitar, and was a complete dancer. She took lessons in tap, ballet, jazz, and modern dance. And then at the age of 16, she dropped out of high school and moved to Los Angeles to pursue her acting career.
So her acting debut was as young Anya in Star Trek The Next Generation, The Dauphin, in 1989.
Her biggest role, or roles, she played Shelley Johnson in Twin Peaks for 26 episodes from 1990 to 1991, and she also appeared in the reprise of that show, as Shelley Briggs, I'm assuming she was, like, married this time, for 7 episodes in 2017.
So now we're going to go on to her other appearances for TV shows. In 1989, in Baywatch, she played Laurie Harris in an episode called Panic at the Malibu Pier.
In 1995, she played Mrs. Cordell in an episode of Fallen Angels called Love and Blood.
From 1995 to 1996, in Central Park West, she played Carrie Fairchild in 21 episodes.
She appeared as Ariel in Fantasy Island for 13 episodes in 1998 to 1999.
In 1999, she played Nicole Kennedy in 3 episodes of Dawson's Creek.
From 2002 to 2003, she appeared as Sherry Tisdale in Gilmore Girls for 3 episodes.
In 2003, she played Lisa Salinger in an episode of Queen's Supreme called The House Next Door.
She appeared as Crystal Stevenson in an episode of Wild Card called Black Sheep in 2003.
In 2003, she played Celeste Royce, or Cece Royce, in an episode of Ed called Home for Christmas.
In 2004 and 2005, she played Wendell Mead for 10 episodes of ER.
In 2005, she played Kylie in 2 episodes of Jake in Progress.
She appeared as Sarah in 5 episodes of Joey in 2005.
In 2005 and 2006, she played Allison in 22 episodes of Freddy.
She played Alyssa Goodwin in an episode of Law & Order called Home Sweet in 2006.
In 2006 and 2007, she played Yvonne Gutman in 3 episodes of Kidnapped. Okay, so to make sure this episode doesn't get super out of hand long, we are going to move on to her movies here. And all of her work on TV will be posted on our website, so make sure to go check that out. So, Katie, do you want to start us off with her movies?
In 1990, she played Amy in I'm Dangerous Tonight.
In 1990, she played Mandy in Don't Tell Her It's Me.
In 1991, she played Megan in The Borrower.
She played Rhonda in For the Very First Time in 1991.
She appeared as Shelley Johnson in Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me in 1992.
In 1992, she played Tanya Robertson in Sleepwalkers.
She appeared as Linda Mathers in Dreamlover in 1993.
In 1993, she played Lauren Harrington in Love, Cheat, and Steal.
She played Sarah Collins in Trapped in Paradise in 1994.
She played Xena in French Exit in 1995.
She played Lauren in The Courtyard in 1995.
In 1997, she played Julie Clayton in Wounded.
She played Angeline in Bombshell in 1997.
In 1997, she played Annie O'Keefe in Heartless.
She played Samantha Clark in The Hunted in 1998.
In 1998, she played Rachel Dwyer in Twist of Fate.
In 1999, in Mr. Rock and Roll, The Alan Freed Story, she played Jackie McCoy.
In 2000, she played Grace Mitchell in The List.
She played Jamie in Italian Ties in 2001.
She played Carmen in Scenes of the Crime in 2001.
In 2001, she played Grace Mitchell in Hangman.
She played Susan Costello in The Rats in 2002.
She played Dr. Sarah Levitt in Global Effect in 2002.
In 2005, she played Rachel Sampson in Four Corners of Suburbia.
In Lies and Deception, she played Jean Brooks in 2005.
She made an appearance in 2007's A Slice of Lynch.
In 2010, she played Ava Anderson in Unanswered Prayers.
And in 2011, she played Shannon Pace in Priest.
All right, so now we're going to move on to her current status. So, currently, she finished filming season 5 of Riverdale in Vancouver with all the COVID-19. Sorry. Guidelines in place, and the first episode of the season premiered this week. And segueing into the next part of current status is, so Machen didn't have a ton of awards. She didn't have very many. So instead of doing that, we are going to spend the segment reviewing, giving our thoughts, opinions, theories, whatever, about the season premiere.
So. All right. So I'm going to get us kicked off here. We need to talk about something that I feel like doesn't come up in a lot of these talks I've heard so far. Why was Jellybean at that party?
Oh, like, by the way, major, major spoilers ahead.
Yes. Major, major spoilers. I don't think I gave too much away in that first statement, but like major spoilers.
Yeah.
So why? What was she doing there? And knowing the Riverdale writers, they wouldn't have just put her in there for no reason, right? There's some motive as to why she was there.
Yeah, I mean, she did say she was just there because her friend's brother invited her or something.
They made it to, it's not like they just bumped into her and then they didn't talk about it again. It's like they went over to Pops and everything, and something is going on there.
Something suspicious.
All right, so we can move on to the more, like, typical conversation. What is going on with our two main relationships, with our core four?
Well, so, I mean, Varchie is gone now. Yes. Like, Varchie ain't a thing.
What do you think that means for, like, the season 7, the season 5 time jump? Do you think, like, they'll get back together?
I don't know. Because Veronica's supposed to have a, like, other significant other.
Yes.
And Archie's
be very great.
Wait, is it? Okay, so in this episode, Archie denied, like, when somebody offered him entrance to the Naval Academy, right? Yeah. Wait, but doesn't he go to the Naval Academy?
Yeah.
So, like, there's got to be a turn of events there. Like, that's, like, confirmed for season 5 that he's in the Navy.
So. Yeah, so something definitely happened there, but we still have a few more episodes left before the time jump, I believe.
Oh, also, Ella, we kind of watched it last night together, because we both watched it on our phones, and then we were, like, on a meet on our computers, but I kept saying how, oh my gosh, they did such a good job, that Vanessa Morgan, like, with her pregnancy, but this was recorded pre-COVID. Like, pre the shutdown. So she wasn't pregnant then. And I was like, how did they do that?
That makes a lot more sense.
It does make a lot more sense.
Speaking of Vanessa Morgan, hopefully we will be doing an episode on her soon.
Yes.
if she has her baby. I mean, not if, of course she's gonna have her baby soon, but like it, we're not sure on the exact date. So I think we've pretty much covered everything. Is there anything else you want to add before we move on to family life?
Wait, one more thing. So, like, the whole thing that went down between Cheryl and Tony, right?
Oh, yes,
Does
we
that
didn't
mean
even talk about that.
Tony's over, or like,
I
what
don't know.
does
See,
that
that was
mean?
really vague and confusing. Like, listen, I'm the biggest, like, Shoni stan in the world. Like, I love those guys. So if they're breaking up Shoni, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Like, they are one of the best parts of that show. So,
I
and I
bet.
think a lot of fans agree with me on that. Like, Shoni fans are, like, hardcore. So I don't know what the writers think they're doing here, but we'll see.
Maybe just adding some suspense.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, now that we're done with that, let's move on to Mitten's family life. So, her mother's name is Judy Amick. Did I say that right?
Amy.
Amick? Amick. Dang it, I messed it up. She is
We were
in.
like rehearsing her last name. We're trying to find interviews where she said her name just to
Yeah.
make sure we said it right. And we knew something was going to happen throughout where we messed up her last name.
Yeah. Okay, so she is a medical office manager, and her father, Bill Amick. Did I say it right then?
Amy.
Amick? Okay, whatever. he's a musician.
So her significant other is David Alexis. They have been married since December 16th, 1992, and they have two children: Sylvester Time Amick Alexis, born July 5th, 1992, and Mina Tobias, born September 2nd, 1993. Okay, so now we're going to go on to our news. So, Machen Amick posts an adorable Instagram post about her on-screen daughter, Lily Reinhardt. So, for those of you that don't know, although if you've made it this far in this podcast, you probably all know that Lily Reinhardt plays Betty, Machen's on-screen daughter. So she posted a picture. The picture is of the two of them smiling with their arms around each other. She captioned it, hashtag Happy New Year from the hashtag Cooper Girls with some party emojis. I can't express how much I love this human. She has been my rock, my mental health therapy, my friend. She is always there for me and I cherish her dearly. I love you at Lily Reinhardt. Here we go, hashtag 2021. So she posted this at the beginning of the new year as a little celebratory post. So Lily replied in the comments, "I love you so much. You have been a saving grace for me." So just to summarize, their relationship, off screen and on screen too, they're a great on screen mother-daughter duo. Their relationship is adorable, and we will be seeing many more Betty and Alice scenes in Riverdale season 5.
Yeah, yay. Cool. All right. So now we're going to move on to the lightning round, which is a bunch of random miscellaneous facts that we couldn't fit into any other segment of our podcast. So, Ella, do you want to start?
Okay. The name Mädchen, which means girl in German, was chosen by her parents because they wanted an unusual name.
She dropped out of high school at
She
some
is
point.
best friends with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
She credits David Lynch, with her acting talent.
Machen Amick is also a talented musician. She also has family links to music as her husband is a songwriter, and both her daughter and stepfather are musicians.
There is actually an unusual like date coincidence that connects three of her major roles, well not major, but like three prominent roles of her television series. So the first episodes of each series she appeared in were aired on April 21st, 2005. So they were all aired on the same day. That's her role in ER, her role in Joey, and her role in Jake in
That's
Progress.
a really weird coincidence.
No,
Imagine
right? Like,
liking all those three shows too, and you just tune into each one, and there she is.
yeah, right? That's so weird. Okay, so that's all we have today on Machen Amick.
Make sure to tune in next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and subscribe to our podcast to listen to our weekly episodes.
And follow us on Instagram at Celebrity Deep Dive and Twitter at Celebrity Deep Dive, where you can suggest celebrities and other information you want to hear about them.
Also, don't forget to share this episode with your family and friends.
And check out our website, which is linked in our bio.
Let's do our weekly check-in.
We have 4,607 plays.
And we have 41 followers on Instagram and are currently looking for our next contestant for a So You Think You're an Expert episode. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram.
Like at least 5 of our posts.
And DM us with the celebrity you think you're an expert on. So you should definitely follow us to get your opportunity.
So, thanks for listening to
Celebrity
Deep Dive.
Bye.
Bye.